the weekend. I can't feel my face around you.
Mm-hmm. It's My Tunes now. Matthew on the My Tunes. He's got a good couple of songs. 10 songs that he has. 5FM summer tracks coming up after the news.
SABC News. Independent and impartial.
Millions to support the drought-stricken Eastern Cape and no end in sight to load shedding.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
For 5 News, I'm Kim Schulzer. More than 100 million rand has been secured by COGDA to support the drought-stricken areas in the Eastern Cape. COGDA MEC Qoli Lengratsa says this amount is part of short to middle-term solutions, but not long-term. The Water Summit continues in Graaffreinet today under the theme Preventing Day Zero and Re-engineering Water Business for Sustainable Future. Nkata says some of this money will be transferred to rural development.
The total amount for drought is about 174 million. 20 million of the 100 million will be transferring it to the Department of Rural Development. Because of drought, there's not been ploughing in some other areas. As a result, Dr. Da did reprioritize from their own savings. Then they did secure 54 million.
The DA has requested that Parliament reconvene to address Eskom's load shedding crisis. The party's also reiterated its call for President Cyril Ramaphosa to cancel his engagement in Egypt and provide leadership on what the party calls the self-created crisis of load shedding. The power utility announced yesterday that it would be implementing stage six load shedding following days of stage four power cuts. The DA's interim leader, John Steenhuisen.
We're calling on him to address Parliament, to be able to take us into the confidence and the people's representatives into his confidence about what is really going on. Because I don't think that South Africans are being given the full story. We've moved from wet coal to broken conveyor belts to panels that have had overloaded, and we're not hearing any concrete reasons why we are now in this crisis.
Eskom says load shedding will continue for the rest of the week. COO Jan Oberholzer says the outlook for this week is to maintain load shedding due to the persistent rain because of the coal handling challenges. Yesterday, Eskom announced that power cuts of up to 6,000 megawatts. Oberholzer says 4,000 megawatts of the load shedding problems were due to flooding that interrupted coal-fired power generation, partly by dampening the coal needed to burn. The UDM and various civic organizations are praying and singing struggle songs out